But I want to ask you to think with me on times when we suffered defeat, times when we forgot our way, sometimes when our values escaped us. There is, I think, if we're honest, a dark side to our national character that has periodically taken hold in our history and threatened at times to undermine everything our Bill of Rights was about, our freedoms about, everything our commitment to justice under law is about. And that dark side of our national character is difficult to understand, difficult to define, difficult to explain, and too often difficult to admit.
Civil rights pioneer John Siegenthaler addressed graduates at the Stetson University College of Law's commencement ceremony at Pasadena Community Church.
But it is there. How else can we explain a century of enslavement of African Americans before Lincoln put his hand to the Emancipation Proclamation? And how can you explain another full century of outrageous denial of human rights, citizens' rights, social justice, a century of lynch law justice before Lyndon Johnson put his hand to the civil rights enactments of the mid-1960s?
Stetson University President Wendy Libby presented the Honorary Doctor of Laws degree to John Siegenthaler for his achievements.
As the chief negotiator with the governor of Alabama during the Freedom Rides, and as a member of Robert Kennedy's Justice Department, you have championed the cause of civil rights throughout your career. As an award-winning journalist, you have served as founding editorial director of USA Today, longtime editor of the Tennessean, and founder of the First Amendment Center at Vanderbilt University. In light of your many accomplishments and under the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Stetson University, I proudly present you with the Honorary Doctor of Laws degree.
Thank you.
Siegenthaler says he acknowledges the progress, but more work needs to be done in the civil rights area.
A month ago, the Justice Department released statistics that make my point. 60% of those crimes, we call them now hate crimes, motivated by racial bias were directed at African Americans. More than 60% of those crimes motivated by religious hostility were visited on Jews. 20% of the hate crimes were directed toward Muslims. The numbers of attacks that were motivated by hostility for sexual orientation are on the rise. The Southern Poverty Law Center reminds us that in our midst there are now 800 groups who live under the banner of hate.
Siegenthaler also talked about the era of McCarthyism when the free speech and other constitutional rights were undermined.
And then one day, in that committee room, we watched this lawyer, Joseph Welch, confront this Senator Joseph McCarthy as the senator sought to brand a young member of Welch's law firm as a traitor to his country. And suddenly the explosion from Welch came. Suddenly the emperor had no clothes. "Senator," cried Welch, "have you no decency, sir? At long last, have you no decency?" If there is any memorable line you will hear as you leave this place today, think on, look into, go online and see and hear that plaintive cry for justice, for decency.
Siegenthaler's final words have resonated with the graduates of Stetson University. Some of these graduates will continue to work in the human rights law.
I ask you to be alert to that dark side of our national nature. I ask you to remember that those of you who pursue the practice of law are, as Joseph Welch was, the sentinels of the at the gate, in many ways, our first guardians of liberty. Half a century ago, John Kennedy, speaking to students at Vanderbilt University, said these words: "Liberty without learning is in peril. Learning without liberty is in vain." As I congratulate you, it is with the hope and prayer that you let not your learning be in vain. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Marquis Debnam from Youngsville, North Carolina, was wearing a black gown and cap. He was one of the 91 students who graduated with a law degree from Stetson College of Law this Saturday.
A law degree is more flexible. That way I can do more things. I have a couple of friends back home. We're thinking of starting our own school one day. So the law degree will come in handy in pursuing that goal.
Marquis Debnam was a Stetson ambassador and the former president of the Black Law Students Association. He's also one of the students wearing a blue cord who has earned the William Blues Pro Bono Service Award for extracurricular activities. He says he will continue to do community work.
I mean, if you can look around, there are a lot of disparities in education, health, housing, so many different areas, and a lot of it is still affected by race and other things also.
Another student whose volunteerism in human rights was recognized at the ceremony is Abigail Pressler, the president of the Amnesty International at Stetson University.
Amnesty really gave us an opportunity to use our legal training to actually go out and tell people, hey, this is what the law says, why aren't you living up to the promise? So we would go out, we would write letters to our senators, letting them know that, hey, your citizens are concerned. We did candlelight vigils, you know, writing letters overseas, anything we could do to really make change. And as law students, we kind of had that extra little edge.
To find out more about Siegenthaler, visit firstamendmentcenter.org/biographies. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.